This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Ames. Today, the key to praising God in any situation, from Psalm 146 through 150. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Ames.
This past year, a very successful professional basketball player retired from the game. Sports reporters around the country all commented on his retirement and said how much he would be missed. But as I read what they had to say and listened to their remarks, an interesting pattern developed. They did not major on his accomplishments on the court, the way he seemed to defy gravity as he flew toward the basket, or the incredible shots that he had made. Instead, they commented on his character, the kind of man he was. Of course, they mentioned his athletic accomplishments, but they spoke at length about his integrity, his honesty, the good, clean life he had lived. I noticed the very same thing at the retirement of a football player not long ago. This man had been selected to the All-Pro team year after year. His skills on the gridiron were legendary. But the sportscasters went on and on about him as a person, his generosity, the fact that he had given much of his life to helping children with special needs. Their focus was on him as a person, not as an athlete. By way of contrast, I recently heard two men discussing a sports figure who was one of the best players in his chosen profession. But they were not talking about his incredible speed and almost superhuman performance in the game. They were discussing the fact that he acted like a spoiled, loud-mouthed brat. What he could do was overshadowed by what he was. Now, this is true in all of life. I know a man who sells used cars here in Colorado Springs, where I live. When it's time for us to trade cars, we go to him. It's not that his lot is filled with cars that are any different from anywhere else. The difference is that he tells us the truth. We can trust him because he's an honest man. And in these last Psalms, we find the theme of praise for who God is. The writer is not simply thanking God for what he has done. He is praising him. He is blessing him. He is extolling him for who he is. The focus is not God's performance in our behalf, but the nature and greatness of God himself. Each of the Psalms in this section begins with the words, "Praise ye the Lord." And they end with that same admonition. To praise God is to acknowledge His sovereignty in good times and bad. To praise God is to get our eyes off ourselves and our circumstances and fix them on Him. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Ames.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a lesson in letting our children be themselves, as we study Proverbs 1 through 4 on Daily Discipleship.